Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Okay, Mr. Peterson, it's your turn to send a tape-recorded hello to my folks back home.
Yeah, I don't know what to say here. What do
you mean? Just hurry it up, will you, Naomi? I got some audio gems that'll have them howling in the old Hoosier State.
Okay, just let me find the end of Miss Chambers' message here.
Ready?
Your son is a hard-working young man. You should be proud. We at Cheers certainly are. And what's more...
I think it's a little further along here.
I believe it was Elizabeth Barrett Browning who said... Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Fill me up, Woody. I think we're in here for a while.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Okie dokie, Mr. Peterson, found the end of Miss Chambers' message. It's ready to go.
Hi, folks. This is Norm.
Oh, no, that's the end of the tape. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get to leave your whole message.
That was the whole message.
Oh, thanks.
Sam, 2 beefeater martinis, please. Well, you're just bubbling with energy. Oh, you must have mastered the childproof cap on your Flintstones vitamin.
Yeah, it's pretty cute, Diane. Scored again. Yeah, I guess I'll be saying that a lot tonight.
Well, you got an evening of romance planned, Sam?
Yeah, I sure do.
Who's the bimbo du jour?
That's a girl, all right. Claudia's been a tough nut to crack. But tonight's the night. She's going to be enjoying all the rides in Sammy's Magic Kingdom.
She's in for a Mickey Mouse evening with Goofy as her guy.
Boy, Sam, I wish I could read women like you. I mean, I can never really tell when a woman likes me.
Well, you know, Woody, women give off different subtle signs of interest. Me? I stand there naked with a rose in my teeth.
Well, watch for that one. Sam, what signal is your date giving you?
Not only is Claudia mentally undressing me, she's mentally fixing me breakfast the next morning. I'm sorry this is taking so long here. I hope you're not getting bored.
Oh, no, I enjoy watching you work.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I got some mirrors at home we can both watch. One second. Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is. Hold on one second, man. Clippy. Telephone.
Somebody wants to talk to Cliff?
Clippy. This is a first, bud. I don't think anyone's ever called you here before. Yeah, I know this is. It's Tootsie on my road who's been eyeing a cut of my jib through her leveloids. Yeah. Old man's probably out of town. She's looking for a little COD. Cliffy on demand. I know how to handle this, babe. Hello. Listen, I never want to speak to you again as long as I live. Goodbye.
Cliff, who's that?
There was a man who has a nerve to call himself my father.
He'd have to have nerve to admit that.
Are you still carrying a grudge?
Damn straight.
How would you feel if your father deserted you at the farm at the age of 9?
Well, Cliff, don't you at least want to hear what he has to say? Perhaps he's trying to make amends.
No way. I don't want to have anything to do with that bum.
Yeah, I know how these father-son relationships can be. I remember my dad didn't want me to get serious with Vera. He'd heard that she had loose morals.
You're kidding.
Actually, got the story wrong. Turns out she had loose molars.
At least you had a father figure now.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yes, 5 minutes. We'll be out of here.
What's this? A date of yours reading Art Forum magazine? And it's right side up, too.
Hope this doesn't mean that we're going to have to talk afterwards.
Why do I keep trying to communicate with you? It must be the Margaret Mead in me. That's a wonderful issue. Yes, it is. Did you happen to read their article on Chinese tapestries?
Yes, it was fascinating.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, the only problem was that 20 minutes later, I wanted to read it again.
Reads and has a sense of humor. Did you lose a bet? I'm Diane Chambers.
Claudia Mitchell.
So, you and Sam are going out?
Yes, we're going to try that new Indian restaurant, Raja's.
Oh, I understand their chef is a master of tandoori cooking.
Well, I don't really know that much about Indian food. It's the one area where I'm not really able to be pretentious.
Well, I am, so we have the bases covered.
Somebody must have done, please.
Oh, yeah, and after all, the game of billiards was invented by the ancient Phoenicians, Nam.
Well, however, it did gain newfound popularity after a group of Benedictine monks invented felt.
Like I said. Good Lord. I think that's my father.
Well, there's still time to slip out through the window in the bathroom, Cliffy.
No. I want to hear what the Red has to say. Don't let out who I am, huh?
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, hi. Do you happen to know Cliff Clavin?
I Sam, I'm no good under pressure.
Hi, I'm Sam Malone. I'm the owner of the place.
Oh, hi, I'm Cliff Senior, his father. I called his mom. She said he hangs out here sometimes. Is he around?
No, actually he's not. I think he's away on business.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. I went to talk to him. Gee, it's funny, you know, my own son, I don't even know what he does for a living. I don't even know what he looks like.
Cliff might be away for a while here. Is there any message you'd like me to give to him?
I think I'll hang around a while. It is kind of personal. I'd like to deliver it myself.
All right. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Excuse me. I got something to say. Can I have a sports page?
Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
J'ai dit, si vous parlez lentement, je peux vous comprendre.
Boy, you two seem to be getting along, huh?
Are you ready?
Oh, not to mention willing and able.
A bientôt.
Which is fair. Hey, I have this great idea. Why don't we invite Diane to come with us for dinner?
What?
Oh, no, I don't think that would be a good idea. No, don't be silly. It would be perfect. Diane knows all about Indian food.
Oh, hey, so do I. If I'll order buffalo, you can have the Geronimo burger.
Claudia, I really don't want to be a third wheel.
Yeah, but I want you to come, Diane.
Yeah, but I want us to be alone.
Well, there's plenty of time for that later. Besides, what could you do in a restaurant full of people?
You'd be surprised.
Yes, you would.
Why don't you just butt out of this whole thing?
Sam, I think you're being kind of a drip about this. Quite frankly, I am surprised at you.
Oh. Well, all right. Diane, if you have nothing better to do than tag along, why don't you join us?
I really don't think
so. Yeah, oh, please, Diane. I insist. It'll be fun.
Yeah, loads.
Great right. Then we're set.
Okay.
I'm going to go freshen up, and I'll be back in a minute.
No.
Please get me out of this.
No, you don't go. She's going to think that I told you not to go, and then she's going to think I'm even a bigger heel. You're gone.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
You bet. Fine, fine. Give me the phone there, will you?
Sam, you're out of your mind.
Please. I may look stupid, but I'm way ahead of her. Give me some credit for having brains, will you? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, this is Sam Malone. I made a reservation for two at 7 o'clock. I want to make sure it's an intimate table that seats only two. Yeah, and there'll be a third person coming along, but I want to make sure that she's seated far away. Yeah, no, farther the better. In fact, you have something in Bombay?
You're a genius.
I kind of think I'm wasting my time here. If Pippi comes in, tell him I was here. Thanks for the beer.
I was going to say something to him?
I got nothing to say.
Miss Clavin, maybe Cliff will call you later.
Well, better make it fast. I'm leaving tomorrow. Just too bad. I'd really like to make my peace with the kid. Well, thanks anyway.
Hold it right there, Clavin. I'm Cliff Clavin, Jr.
You're Cliff.
You wasted your time coming here. So what you've done to me, there could be no peace between us. Now hit the bricks.
Cliffy.
What?
What's that?
Where?
Gotcha!
Dad, you always knew how to push the right button.
Hey!
Stop talking about that meal. It was simple and delicate, yet provocative.
Well, I never had anything quite like that lamb vindaloo. Mm. Great recommendation, Diane.
How was your meal, Sam?
Well, I think it tasted good at the table. Turned out later to be a candle.
You're not still angry about sitting alone?
I wasn't alone. You're forgetting about that 300-pound Hindu with a goiter that kept fanning me.
Sam, I know this date hasn't turned out the way you planned it. Well, maybe we could still salvage something of the evening. Maybe we could go someplace for dessert.
If I might make a suggestion, why don't you two go upstairs to Melville's? They have great cheesecake.
I have a better idea. Why don't we go over to my place for little Sammy's Jubilee?
Sammy! You beer distributor. He says there's some problem with next month's order.
Well, let him talk to Woody. Woody handled it last month.
I think that's the problem.
All right, listen. We'll go up to Melville's for your cheesecake, but then we're going back to my place for your beefcake. You got some work to do, don't you?
Evening, everybody.
Hey. No! Norman?
What's your pleasure, Mr. Peterson?
Boxer shorts and loose shoes. Well, I'm down for a beer.
So how was the hungry heifer?
It wasn't too good.
Oh? Well, what'd you have?
Well, I got the chef's special ribs.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but the chef just came out and made fun of my tie. So Cliffy and his dad not back yet?
Oh, no, they had very big plans. Mr. Clavin wanted to spend the evening getting to know his son.
Yeah, and the rest of his life trying to forget.
Hey, Woody, next time you order beer from the distributor, try to be a little more specific than lots.
Sorry, Sam.
That's all right. I call Melville's. They have just two pieces of cheesecake left. No more, no less, no Diane.
Boy, next to Sammy's life, my life sure looks dull, doesn't it? Next to a barnacle, my life seems dull.
Say, you know, that cheesecake can be pretty fattening. You got any ideas how we could work it off?
May I say something to you, Sam?
Please.
You know, the first few times that we went out, I thought you were coming on a little strong. I now miss those gentler times.
Claudia, trust me. You're about to come upon the gentlest time that you've ever known.
Good Lord, Sam.
Well, that's good.
I'm afraid we're just not what each other's looking for.
All right, maybe you're right. Wait, listen here. Look, I want to wish you a happy life. As happy as you can be without me. Oh, come on. There are no hard feelings here, are there?
No. On the contrary. I'm glad that this happened. Because I feel that everything, no matter how degrading and humiliating, should be experienced at least once in life.
Well, wait a second here, Claudia. Let's talk about this. Claudia?
Claudia left rather abruptly. Didn't even say goodbye. Was she upset about something?
Yeah, she was upset about something. Your little plan worked perfectly.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe you're actually making me say this.
What?
Why don't you just admit that you're nuts about me and you can't stand seeing me going out with other women, so you try to eliminate the competition?
Sam, your hormones have staged a coup d'etat on your brain.
No. Don't try to distract me with hormone talk.
Well, as long as we're talking about transparent plans, why don't you just admit that you brought that clone of me here because you're still hung up on me?
Are you kidding me? There's only one reason why you came back here.
Because you asked me.
I asked you, you begged to come back. I mean, we're splitting hairs here.
Sam?
Now there's lunch enough. You still want that cheesecake?
Yes, I want that cheesecake. Tell them I'll be right up. Now I'm going to go up and I'm going to have that cheesecake all by myself. It's going to be the best company I've had all evening.
Indeed.
Unless maybe you want to come along and make the evening a complete disaster.
I wouldn't have cheesecake with you if you were the last man on earth and it was the last morsel of food.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting kind of used to eating by myself anyway.
Well, it is delicious cheesecake. Does your offer include coffee?
Maybe.
And a refill?
Don't push it.
Sam, I am sorry that you had to eat alone.
It's okay. What did you guys talk about anyway?
Well, we talked about the postmodernists and the trend away from minimalism in literature.
All of a sudden, my table doesn't seem so bad after all.
And he says, yeah, my sister.
Whoa. Time for a little in-flight refueling here.
Oh, good. Now you're good for another 1,000 miles.
You two look like you've been having a heck of a time. What'd you do?
It'd be better to ask what we didn't do, right?
Yeah.
How about if we just withdrew the question?
Well, we caught the first quarter of the Celtics game.
Yeah.
Went down to the petting zoo. It was night, but we peeked over the fence here. And then we went fishing in the Charles, and Dad took me to the all-night barbers to get a haircut.
Yeah. Next time he's going to get them all cut. And then later over a hot dog, we had a little father and son talk about the birds and bees.
Yeah, well, yeah, he already knew about that stuff. Well, there was one thing that was a little bit shocking.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, Daddy. Got to make a pit stop.
Yeah, go right ahead. I'll refuel a little myself. Hey, listen, tell me about Cliffy. You guys know him a lot better than I do. Is he really as nice a guy as he seems?
Oh, you bet.
And smart, too. One of the smartest guys I've ever met.
And dependable, huh? You call Cliff at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's there.
Where the hell else would he be?
Hey, Mr. Clavin, do you have the gift of gab like your son?
Nah, it comes from his mother's side. She's the real yapper in the family. My God, she gets rolling. She's like a hyena on Benny's.
Hey, Dad, come on. Time's a-wasting. What do you say we go out and get a set of matching tattoos, hey, huh?
Cliffy, I got to get cracking. I got a plane to catch.
Oh, come on, Dad. We have so much time. We haven't talked. We don't know about each other. Come
Cliffy,
on.
I just had a terrific idea.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Dad?
Why don't you come to Australia with me?
Australia?
Yeah. Huh?
I don't know if I can leave all this, Dad. You know, my friends, my job.
You can make new friends, and you don't need a job.
What?
Cliffy, I got a lot of dough stashed away. We could live like kings.
Well, Jake, I need time to think about it.
There's no time, Cliffy. I got to go now.
What's the rush?
Cliffy, I have got to get out of this country as fast as I can.
What's going on, Dad?
Okay, listen, I'll level with you. You're my son. I can trust you. My business has got me in a little trouble with the law.
What kind of business is that?
Real estate fraud.
Dad, that's illegal.
Oh, good. I'm not going too fast for you. Now, listen, Cliffy, come on. You're going to come with me?
But no, look, Dad, I can't let you do this. Look, how about you give the money back, throw yourself at the mercy of the court? Then what you offer the slap on her is 10 years max.
10 years? Come on, Cliff, grow up, will you? We're talking about heavy cake here. Now, I want you to come. Are you going to come or no?
Well, how do you know I'm not going to turn you in, huh?
Cliffy, you're not going to turn in your own father. I know that, and you know that.
Yeah, you're right, Dad.
All right, I had a couple of beers. I'm going to make one more stop, and then I'm gone.
Give me the phone.
What's wrong?
My old man's a crook. He's leaving the country one step ahead of the law.
You're not going to rat on your old man.
If you think about this, will you?
Got nothing to think about now. Information? Yeah, give me the federal authorities. I don't know. Somebody in charge of rotten daddies. I can't do it. I've aided a fugitive from justice. What a disgrace to my uniform.
Hey, come on. Come off it, Clavin. You didn't disgrace anything. You can't turn the old guy in because you love him. Now, anyone would understand that.
Thank you, Carla. You're right. I do love him. And in fact, I think I'll go give him a big hug right now.
Oh, Cliffy, I think it might be a little uncool to hug him in the men's room, you know?
I guess you're right, Ned. Yeah, what the heck? I can't wait. It's the longest we've been apart all day.
Carla, you know, for a minute there, you treated Cliff as if he was a human being.
What you are experiencing is a half Melvin. You breathe one word of this, and I'm going to give you a full Melvin.
I think we understand each other.
He's gone. This is all that's left.
What do you suppose happened to him?
It's obvious, isn't it? Father didn't trust me, so he gave me the slip out of the bathroom window. I guess I'll just go home.
You're ruling out the other possibility.
What other possibility?
Well, it's a little known fact. More and more people have been going into men's rooms and vaporizing. I mean, just disappearing into thin air. It's an unexplained phenomenon.
It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Get serious, will you?
Have it your way.
Well, you know, however, this much is true. You know, there's been recent sightings of human beings being shot up into the underbelly of alien spacecraft. You know, and speaking of the Bermuda Triangle, it's not technically a triangle.
It's not?
Heck no! It's a trapezoid rhomboid. Perfect for attracting Martian spacecraft.